Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And I got new condoms now you can just put on and they stay there until you chub up later that night or something.
So how does that work?
What is it? I don't know.
You can put it on now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Puss sent me the story.
It says up to 2 hours. Up to two hours beforehand.
So if you think you're getting lucky at a bar, go in the bathroom, go in the stall, put it on, come back out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Columbia-based condom maker. That you can you can go on up to 2 hours before sex. And
how do you roll it on if you're just if it's just laying there, you know?
Exactly.
Let me show you.
You put it over the balls,
Let
too?
Me show you how that works.
it says they compare it to a sock. It's like, so it must be stretchy in all areas, and then, so you roll it on,
snap it
and
on,
then
leave it there.
Wait for things to happen, and
hope
then
you don't have to pee for a couple hours either, by the way.
Right. But yeah, you got to take that into account.
Right. Here comes a water balloon. Right.
Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, it says it expands when it needs to.
All right.
Yeah, but can you take it off in the event you got to pee?
Well, yeah, but
yeah, if you do, can you put it back on?
But does it stretch it out too much, and then you can't refit it?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's like any condom where once you take it off, you're done.
Yeah, it's no good.
You know.
Yeah. You tie it off and throw it out the window.
Right. Yeah. And then, is somebody going to get mad at you if you're wearing one of those because you're being all presumptuous?
Yeah. See, that's
I don't think
right.
You want to wear that on the first. You're right. First, she opens your jeans, you pulls your jeans down, and it's already on.
It's already there.
Bah. Yeah.
What were you thinking? Well, thinking I'm going to get laid. Well, slot thick otherwise, mister. She's out.
Think otherwise, mister. Yeah, that's kind of when we are with. Think otherwise, mister. They walk out.
Yep. Yes, they're called unique, UNIQ, smart condoms.
Yeah, if you're just trolling at the bar looking for a one-night stand, you know, that someone might get offended.
It's pretty presumptuous.
You know, you got her on the first date, and she's reaching inside your pants. Maybe she'll go ahead.
Oh.
No, she reaches inside your pants.
She's not going to be happy to feel a condom.
Feels a condom on. Like, what the hell are you thinking, you know?
I think this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Well,
mister. It's not now, mister.
Well, and sometimes there's things that happen before, you know, full-on sex that you don't
right.
want the condom on
yeah.
for.
Right.
So then you're kind of,
right.
you know.
Even porn, that thing's
kind of screwing yourself there.
Right. Unless it's a hooker, it's on all the time, as a puss told me. And my dad told me that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, cite your dad. He actually had hookers.
Yes, he did.
Come on.
I suppose you could walk into the bunny ranch with one of those on, and no one's going to be offended.
No.
True. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're just ready to go.
Yeah.
Did they do the preliminary with a condom on?
No, with that, they did, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was pretty common practice.
That's because they're hookers, and I got Johns coming through all day. But
yeah.
In porn, they don't. You know, apparently there's a lot less chance of disease that way than intercourse, they say. Yeah.
Well, the other selling point for these things, they say they're made of a synthetic resin. that is...
Oh, these guys perked up and you said resin.
I know. I saw it.
Let's smoke it.
0.01 millimeters.
Oh, you can smoke it if you want, Nick. Right.
They say these things are 8 times thinner than regular latex.
So they're thinner than those goat cheese ones? I mean, yes. Goat lambskin?
Goat cheese condoms. Yes.
I mean, lambskin. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Goat cheese sounds gross.
Yeah.
Makes it even worse for the goat if you're wearing a goat cheese condom.
They say they bill it as more like a second skin than a contraceptive. So
that's what lambskin is, too, for that matter. Yeah.
No, but this stuff is supposed to be...
But lambskin's for pregnancy, and lambskin is not for disease. You're right.
Yeah, they say they're like the thinnest ones out there. 0.01 millimeter.
I like the blue cheese.
I have no idea what even that means.
Blue cheese flavored condoms. Yeah. Not the goat cheese. Go for the blue cheese.
Depending on what she likes.
I have questions you have a favorite flavor of condoms, Todd.
Blue cheese.
This.
You imagine it down there. Yeah, it tastes like blue cheese.
Yeah. You hope it's blue cheese.
Something tastes funky.
That's when you go on.
I like blue cheese. Right. So I do too. That.
When you go out,
a lot of people don't though. Pussy.
A date for wings.
Oh yeah.
Would you like blue cheese with that?
Yeah, that's a deal breaker if they have a ranch flavored condom.
Let me show you. Well, unless you're going out on a wing date.
This is where you can tell that all of these websites have people from the company writing their reviews on the website. Because one online reviewer of these condoms said that sex with this was even better than without it. No. That's not ever true.
No, it's not. I haven't worn a condom in years because I'm, obviously, because I've been with the same lady for a long time, my lovely wife. But the fact is, it's about that time, isn't it? Yeah.
Right.
But the fact is, from I remember back in the day, it doesn't. Skin on skin feels better.
No, there's no condom that feels better than no condom.
Right.
That's not true.
Even your blue cheese condoms.
No. I haven't tried one of those. We should Todd and Tyler blue cheese condoms, right?
But that's where it's painfully obvious that you cannot put any stock in online reviews. Because it's just people from that company that are then, making an account, going on, writing a review. Oh, it's better than without a condom.
Yeah. Oh, bull. See the ads on Facebook and the comment section. Nobody calls any of that stuff crap.
Oh, yeah, but it is.
And a lot of it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an email that went out from the company. Hey, we just put up this post. Everybody go write a good comment for it through your Facebook page. Yeah.
This Unique Condoms website, so they have a condom called Unique Pole that has pole straps for easy unrolling. No need to touch the condom during application.
Oh, I got a little. Also, I can picture that now, like two little handles.
Like bootstraps for your condom.
Well, no, you wrap those around your balls like suspenders.
Yeah, like a little ring.
Two rings right around your nuts, like suspenders, right?
Do you wrap it around the base?
That's something.
Tie it up. Yeah, cinch it up a little bit.
Yeah, the straps have to go somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I would think the nice round ones wrap right around your sack. Except for Walsh, one of them's not descended the whole way. Yeah.
Maybe this one, he could put one of these straps on that other ball and try to get it out.
On the other ball.
He's going to regret ever saying that.
I know. He is. He is. He told thousands of people that story. He doesn't care, obviously.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You get your catch-up sleep this weekend? Nick posted a story last week.
Yeah, I did.
I'm glad this is a thing.
Research based on the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey data, and you can't go wrong with that.
No.
Has revealed individuals who engage in longer weekend catch-up sleep, meaning they sleep more on weekends, are significantly less likely to exhibit symptoms of depression.
Right.
Association was notably stronger among men, individuals under the age of 65, and those who slept fewer hours on weekdays.
I do like the fact, because we've been, they've always used to tell us for years, because, you know, we woke up so damn early for this job for so long.
Yeah, it, I mean, is
especially,
early.
Especially when we were younger, we used to sleep more on the weekend, and we called it catching up. And they said, you can't do that. I said, there's no way that doesn't work, because if you had to wake up every, like, Saturday and Sunday at 4 o'clock, pushes up earlier than that, whatever.
No,
and,
I'm not
and then
doing that.
And you would be burned out all the time. That's why you sleep on the weekend, you know?
Yeah, no matter what they say.
Right.
If I sleep longer on Saturday and Sunday mornings,
you're
guess
feel
what?
Better.
I feel better.
Yes.
So that's all the evidence I need.
But for so long, we've heard you can't bank sleep.
I know.
And now
you do
a little study here.
We always argued against it, too.
It turns out you can. Results showed that around 46% of participants slept longer on weekends, practiced weekend catch-up. These individuals tended to have shorter sleep times during weekdays compared to participants who did not practice weekend catch-up sleep. Overall, those who slept longer on weekends tended to exhibit lower levels of depressive symptoms.
Right.
Yeah. I feel better when I sleep in on the weekend, so I'm going to sleep in on the weekend.
Yeah, even if it's an hour or two longer than you normally do, you're right. You're going to feel better.
It's normal.
I've always been like that. I don't need a certain amount of sleep per night, but I need a certain amount of sleep over 3 or 4 days.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, well, then this study seems to say that's cool.
So that's cool, and there's another study later on we can get into that you stoners aren't lazy. That's a lie,
that's
too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's always been a lie. Yeah. But I'm glad
there are
they've got science backing it up.
I'll come up with some restaurant ideas.
Yeah. Well, the problem is like anything, when it becomes, you think it's normal. Because I remember seeing years ago, a bunch of liberals, too, on MSNBC whining about weed. They're whining about weed, saying, you know, man, I had a friend in college. There was Morning Joe. He's not really a liberal. But he said, I had a friend in college, and he smoked dope and just sat there thinking, yeah, okay, that's great. That was your anecdotal evidence. You knew a stoner in college, you were just kind of lazy.
Yeah, you based everything off of one guy.
Right. And I mean, that's been the. I actually watched the last half hour of Fast Times this weekend. It was on. I'm like, this is.
I was watching that yesterday too.
I wanted to laugh. I wanted to laugh and just enjoy the day. That was it.
Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
I had it on.
And, you know, of course, Spicoli's stone and lazy and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, that crap is not true, apparently. And it's, you know, anecdotal, you know. But you're losing that.
A lot of times when you're high, I think you're open to doing more things than you would be if you weren't.
But you're losing that battle. It's like I always tell liberal Christers, I said, you guys are losing the battle because those right-wing nut jobs, everybody think it's them.
They've co-opted your thing.
Yeah, they've co-opted your thing by saying gays suck and you're going to hell. You guys
got
to speak up more.
So you
actually move around stoners like you and Todd are.
Productive potheads.
Yeah, productive potheads. You got to get a better lobby, man. Because that thing has just always been, oh, you're a pothead. Oh, you're lazy. You just sit around and get smoked dope.
I don't care. They can think
all
that.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would argue that, and I haven't done any studies on it, but probably a raging drunk is a little less motivated than some guy who smokes pot every once in a while.
You do a study like that. You do that study also on the weekend, Todd.
Right.
But what if you're both?
Man, I'm talking about, you know, off the deep end, drunk every night, guy can't show up for work the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's way more common than somebody, I smoke so much weed, I can't show up for work the next day.
Right.
No, you smoke a little weed, there's not much hangover, you wake up, you go to work the next day.
True. I do have to give Todd credit. Getting into my car on Saturday night after the show, he gets in. He's like, you know, I'm much more with it than the last time I was in the back seat of this car. And I went,
you couldn't fall off the floor.
Low bar, Todd. Low bar, buddy.
Not that I didn't drink. Because at one point during the show, I think I saw 2 Roger Kleins. And then I felt a little better.
Yeah, well, but it was not, it was not live show drunk.
That's probably a weed, though, wasn't it?
I don't believe there was any. Oh, no, I take that back.
See, I should say Todd doesn't help the cause. He doesn't help the cause.
Right. I forgot I smoked weed.
Yeah, well.
My car still smelled like weed this morning. I'd like to thank the dude that traded me an 8th for a license plate holder in Smithland, Iowa on Saturday.
Nice.
What's an 8th you should go for?
I don't know. That's what I asked him during the show because he looked like the local drug dealer. And I'm like, what do you charge for an 8th? And afterwards, he's like, what do you charge for those? You want to trade one for an 8th? And I said,
what do you charge for those license plate holders?
$15.
Okay.
I think you won
8?
That.
I think so, too.
Did you ask him about his lizard collection? Did he have any lizards at
home? Snakes.
Got to go home and feed the iguana.
I didn't get a chance to ask him because he asked if I wanted to trade, and then somebody's car got stuck in a ditch, so he took off to help this person get out of a ditch, and then like he sent his like girlfriend up,
back
and she's like,
hey,
she's like, excuse me, sir.
Here's the baggie.
Yeah,
Uber weed. Showing up with your delivery.
She said, sir, what was she, 20?
Pretty much.
Excuse me, sir.
It did make me feel super
weed.
Old.
I love that. Was that Fremont or was that the next night?
That was Smithland, Iowa.
Iowa, okay, got it. All right.
You didn't say his name, but everybody knows who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I love that. Man. Excuse me, sir. Here's that baggie of weed my boyfriend promised.
And then I handed the I'd rather be masturbating license plate holder. But...
Oh man.
Yeah, good on you pumping up the local economy. Yeah. And we'll go right back into what's the name of the town? Smithfield?
Smithland.
That was a barter thing. He gave there was no money exchanging hands.
Right into a gas tank or a grocery
Smithland
store.
At?
Smithland, Iowa. Yeah.
It's northeast.
Of what?
Onawa.
Here.
Northeast of Omaha then, right?
Onawa.
Okay.
It's close up by Sioux City. It's around
okay,
that area.
All right. Good trade. Going back.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.